Meditieren, Yoga, Joggen, nichts entspannt mich.
Echt? Mich entspannt meine Steuer total.
Steuer? Wie Finanzamt? Die Steuererklärung?
Ja, ich habe ganz locker über 1000 Euro zurückbekommen.
Hast du geheime Connections oder Excel-Superkräfte?
Nö, nur die Wieso-Steuer-App.
Wow, und das ist einfach?
Klar, die macht fast alles automatisch.
Ich fühle mich plötzlich so entspannt.
Hol dir dein Geld zurück. Abgabefrist 31. Juli.
Was?
Schaffst du ganz entspannt mit Wieso-Steuer.
Ach, ja.
When you love riding a motorcycle, you want to ride it everywhere, even to a physical.
Let's check your weight. Hop on the scale. Look at that. You're down a few pounds.
Oh, yeah. Must be the new carbon fiber wheels.
And when you love saving money, you want to save even more. That's why GEICO makes it easy to bundle your motorcycle and car insurance.
I'm going to prescribe 91 octane for your engine knock, and we'll want to see you again in 3,000 miles.
Kickstart your savings with GEICO Motorcycle. Bundle and save on the things you love.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the big show today, a classic show from 2006 with comedians James Johann and Mike Somerville. It's all coming up next.
John Bizarre joins us in the studio.
Hey, good morning.
Morning, John.
Now, I understand that you have a rather unique talent, and it's sort of visual, so I'll have to explain as you do it, or do you want to explain it in advance? You're wetting your hands down and rubbing them together.
I am. And I'm going to play the theme from the Flintstones.
Uh-huh.
On my hands.
On your hands.
Now, those at home would have to verify that.
Okay.
You're cupping your hands together.
Yes.
And putting them in front of the microphone.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Oh.
He really does.
All right. So, now, if that ain't talent, I don't know what is.
That is talent.
I salute you, John Bizarre.
4 years of college for that. Yeah,
the Downtown Comedy Club, the phones will be ringing off the hook.
I knew that Flintstones thing.
People sitting in the audience going, Flintstones.
Now, do you have a whole musical repertoire on
your
hands?
There are a number of things I can play. I like to play people's birthdays.
Oh, do you?
I like to sing happy birthday to people. And I am working on, boy, I don't know if I can do that. This
okay,
time
here
morning.
We go.
Let's give it a shot. Eine kleine Nachtmusik by Mozart.
Wow.
Oh, okay. That's the Flintstones again.
Very similar. Mozart and the Flintstones are very interwoven.
Yeah. Amadeus Flintstone.
Yeah.
He was the neighbor.
Freddie Mozart.
That played the piano.
Wolfgang Rubble right next to
right,
him.
Right, sure, sure. John Bizarre is our guest. That's a tremendous talent, John.
It certainly is.
And I never tire of doing it. I want you to know.
So, oh, do people, once you start doing this, do they start shouting out requests?
You'd be surprised. They really did.
Skinner!
In the God of the Vita!
With the drum solo!
That's great. That's a... You now, at what point did you realize that this was something you could develop into a talent?
I couldn't do anything else.
How do you make even any sound come out by cupping your hands?
Well, you know what? Actually, this is now. I'm on this other level now. I'm on this Zen level of doing this. I can come out of here. This part between the thumbs.
Okay.
You could come out between the forefinger and middle finger there, but that's not as controllable up there.
Sure.
And then you can come out the bottom between the heel. There are three different areas, but
sort of like
my money.
Three orify.
That's right. Yes. Between the thumbs. That's where you can.
Does the average person watching your show do what I'm doing? I can't get anything to come out of my hands.
You'd
at
be
all.
Surprised. The entire audience immediately puts their hands together and go,
right.
I know I can do
I can't
this.
Make any sound.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you, it sounds really good today, too. Because it's usually just going to... But I'm on this other thing happening.
That's beautiful.
Oh, that's very nice of
that
you to
is
say
a,
so.
That's a talent.
Bob, can you make any sound?
Hell no.
I can't make any sound at all.
It really is sounding good today, actually. I wouldn't do it this often.
That's
great.
It
wasn't sounding so good.
Oh, it's fantastic. That's
I can do it a little bit.
Chick, you can't do it at all.
Can't do it at all.
That's awful.
Shut up, Chick.
Out of hell with it. Who wants to make fart noises with their hands?
I do.
What kind of talent is that? You freak.
For those of you who always need something extra, well, there you go. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Welcome back to the Bob and Tom Show.
Hello.
We have a couple guests in the studio. Comedian James Johann is here with us. James is a young man. Hails from Kansas City, where he resides with
a new dad.
With his girlfriend and young baby.
Yep.
Her name again is?
Amanda.
Amanda.
She should have been a gentleman's wife.
Uh-huh.
I thought your baby's name was Olivia.
No, it's my girlfriend's name is Amanda. Oh, Olivia's the baby.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, you threw me there, too. I didn't want to say anything.
I was like, wait a minute.
It's okay.
So you two aren't married and you have a child, huh?
That's right. We're living in sin. Mm-hmm. That's all right. But it's kind of bad because, you know, I went to Catholic school and they frown on that.
Sure.
You know, and you know, Catholic school, they make you feel guilty about every little thing. You know, I got kicked out of the mall one year when I was in Catholic school because I was stealing change out of the wishing fountain. You know, I was broke. And they found out about it at my school and they went off on me. They're like, you're stealing people's wishes, you know. So if you were in Kansas City in 1988 and you threw a quarter in the fountain and your dad didn't make it through the operation, I'm sorry. That was my fault. I needed a Slurpee.
Wow.
Big deal.
Oh, man.
We're applauding not the joke, but your bravery for telling it.
Because you're going to burn in hell.
Yeah, yeah, it took courage to step up and admit that.
He found that out when he started taking quarters out of the fountain.
Wow.
Whoa, baby.
Wow.
88, huh? I may have to go back and think about what happened.
Now, wow. You become a responsible adult now because you have...
Trying to, man. It's hard, baby. Dude. I'm on the slackers tour. I'm not good at that. I don't have I look up to responsible people a lot more. I'll say that. Like my sister, she's all responsible. She's one of those people who make it look bad, you know. She's got a job and everything. She's a cop.
Wow.
Yeah, my sister's she's not a real cop. She answers like the 911 line. She's like a dispatcher. She wants to be a real cop with a gun. And I said, don't do that. That's dangerous. Not really for her, for the criminals. My sister's nuts, dude. But I went down to the police station a couple weeks ago to pick her up for lunch, and I met a bunch of cops, you know, and I never really talked to cops before unless they were cuffing me.
Yeah.
You know, and they're
not real friendly then, are they?
No, they're not.
No, but when you meet them at lunch, they're pretty nice, aren't they?
Well, I met her Sergeant Wilson. He was a nice guy. He was telling me jokes, you know, he knew I was a comic, and he let me ride in the squad car up front this time. That was different.
Sure.
He was nice, dude, but he was cross-eyed as hell. Oh, I would hate to get pulled over by this. I mean, he'd be like, both of you get out of the car, and it's just me sitting there. I'm like, shoot him first, you know? I clocked you going 8,080 miles an hour. You were that guy you were drag racing.
8,080. See, because the 80.
80 and 80.
Wilson, the cross-eyed cop. Poor guy. Right.
But it can't be all bad being cross-eyed. There's got to be a good part to it. I mean, every time you get lucky, it's a threesome with twins. That's pretty cool. You know?
You
get a hell of a, get a hell of a poker hand. I got 10 fours. You know?
How's that possible? Oh, my.
Something's got to be wild if you have 10 fours.
James Johann is our guest. We don't have to have all the jokes explained, Doctor.
Sorry.
We know that that's a weird hand.
All right.
Okay, we've got a couple things to do. Well, we're going to meet up with Mike Somerville in just a second. Now, Mike, I'm trying to remember just from... You're a Notre Dame guy, right?
I am. I just came from there last night, in fact.
Are you a Catholic school guy as a
absolutely.
Undergrad?
Absolutely, and, which is why I'm having issues.
You guys have that in common.
Say me too. Yeah. Thank you.
Now, do you have a child out of wedlock?
I do not.
Slacker. Loser.
Big deal.
What do they call a child?
Bastard.
Yes, that's it. Bastard.
That I've been called.
Oh, okay. Uh-huh.
Yeah. I'm sure she's very
even
sweet.
Even if it's a girl, that's primarily a guy, right?
That's overlooked now.
You don't call it, bastard.
No, I think a bastard is if a child out of wedlock.
I thought a bastard was a fatherless child.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
These are all great questions. I don't think they're leading to Comedyville.
Bastard is primarily masculine.
I always thought bastard I associated with sports. I don't know why.
I wouldn't call Christie a bastard.
You mean with sports broadcasts?
I would call Tom a bastard, but I wouldn't call Christie a bastard. Why?
Thank you.
Doesn't that seem masculine?
A bitch. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's the word I was trying. There you go.
These are all terms that are out there to mock.
You'll get a spanking.
Mm.
Now it's getting interesting.
Now it is.
We're on the road tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you are.
Christy and Chick together for the first time on the road.
Yeah.
If it clouds up and storms like the end of the world about Saturday morning about 8 Eastern time, you might want to.
All right.
Man.
Well, let's find out a little more about Mike. Mike, a graduate of the University of Notre Dame?
I am, indeed.
Wow. What was your field of study?
I think I ended up with a marketing degree.
You're not sure, huh?
Well, I tried a little of everything, and I wasn't going that well, but I think I ended up with a marketing degree, and you can see I'm putting that to good use.
I see that.
My parents were not thrilled, because I think they're still paying it off.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's a heck of a deal.
Because you can't do it as a comic.
Knock, knock.
No. This is a lot of money, Mom. Yeah. You can't possibly expect me to pay for this. For it.
When I told them what I wanted to do, they said, "You a what?" And my mom thought I said a Canadian. I said, "No, a comedian." She said, "I'd rather you be a Canadian." Sure.
Yeah, the Canadian dollar's rallying right now.
Sure it is.
It is.
It's a good time, to be Canadian. That money is really going up in value. You got there that going. So are you a single or married guy?
Oh, gosh. I actually had my bachelor party last Saturday night.
You're getting married.
No, I'm not engaged. I just thought it'd be more fun when I was single.
Wow, what fun. I'm sorry I missed that. It was a
great idea.
It was. The stripper was like, "When's your wedding?" I said, "I have no idea."
You should have said, when are you free?
No, I remained single. I just came out of another relationship. They're just not going well.
Why is that?
I can't keep them going. I can't keep them up. I'm not good with the questions. Would you, you know, would you still love me if I weighed 500 pounds? I was like, why? Is that one of your goals? It's touchy-feely. I don't know.
You know, my wife does that. You know, Kat. I mean, she does that to me all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Would you love me if I couldn't use my right hand? Stuff like that.
What?
I'm not kidding.
Why?
I'm not kidding.
Can I ask you when she asks you that question?
No. There's no rhyme or reason. No correlation.
I'm with Bob on this. I wasn't going to say it out loud, but my God, you don't have to talk about this. You can keep this stuff to yourself.
Would you love me if my right foot was numb? Would you love me? Stuff like that.
Yeah. Go over the numb stuff now. Yeah. Okay.
He's backing up now.
Okay.
The right hand thing was.
No, she does that all the time.
Well, how do you answer? What do you say?
I say, of course I would. What are you, crazy? Absolutely. See, you got to say,
you
yeah.
Gotta well,
I got
to
lie.
You got to lie. I'm not going to be married to any freak.
See, I got the follow-up question, though, because I got the, if I was on a train track, would you save me? I said, well, yeah, of course. And then, but then, would you save me if you're going to lose your legs? And I was like, both of them? And that's when things started to go south.
Yikes, okay.
Why would someone ask a question?
Yeah, those questions that's pot stirring. That leads to trouble.
Yes.
You cannot.
No.
There's no positive outcome there.
Nope.
I agree.
You can't win. I can see why you're having problems. but I want to change the subject only briefly here, because you mentioned that your girlfriend wants to weigh 500 pounds. A Mexican man who at 1,200 pounds is possibly the heaviest person in the world hopes to travel to Italy for a life-saving operation to shed weight.
Did you see the picture of this guy?
I did.
Didn't it look
like
it was
picture.
His... Never mind. I'm not even going to say it. What? It's his weight is all right between... It like falls really? Between his legs, kind of.
He looks like he's... He melted.
How much does he weigh? How much?
1,200 pounds.
1,200 pounds.
Wow.
Manuel Uribe.
He can't stand up by himself.
Bedridden for the past 5 years, cannot stand in his own. He will need a special flight to take him from Monterrey, Mexico to Modena, where a surgical team has offered to perform an intestinal bypass free of charge. I can't walk. I can't leave my bed, the 40-year-old man said. He weighs the same as 5 baby elephants. But did they have to put that in here? I mean, this poor guy.
That's relatable.
One large. I mean,
clearly, this guy has some problems. But did they have to? When the guy was writing it, let's see. What can I compare this guy to? 5 How about 5 baby elephants?
Well, doesn't he weigh? Well, wouldn't it be like half of an adult elephant?
Yeah, like one adult elephant. Yeah.
Would it be easier to say he's, weighs the same as a neon LX?
10,000 bunny rabbits.
I don't know.
He weighs the same as a Kia Sportage, is what he does. Now that brings it home to me. Thank you, Mom.
Well, I'm looking at five baby elephants. I'm thinking, oh, they're cute. I'm not adding up how much they weigh.
Weigh the same as a car.
Poor guy.
They should put a positive spin on it.
Come on.
Where does he get clothes? How does he?
I'll show you.
He's been in bed for 5 years.
He's got this. I have a
sheet, obviously, huh? Big sheet draped over him.
Hey, there's one Mexican that's not sneaking into the country. At least we know where he's at.
We'll put him in the border. Nobody will be able to get in. They can't get around him.
He can be the new fence.
He says he weighed a svelte 290 at 22 and doesn't know what happened.
Wow.
It was only 290 and all of a sudden. How old is he now?
I don't know.
40. Weighs 1,200 pounds.
Wow.
Poor guy.
Wow. That is a lot of food.
Mm-hmm.
Or he's got a gland problem or something.
How can you possibly get that big?
I don't know.
I'm guessing laying around the house, eating pizza.
Chick,
or burritos.
You lay around the house. You've lost weight.
I've lost weight. So.
Yeah.
You do more than just lay around the house.
Of course, I throw up a lot. That's my secret.
Is that your new secret?
I refund all my meals. That's right.
I'm guessing this guy probably hasn't, I don't want to get too gross here, probably hasn't seen his personal accoutrement for years.
Well,
see, that
goes without saying.
That was what finally made me lose weight. I lost touch with myself.
If he can't get up.
Now it's important.
Wait a second.
Now I need to lose weight.
You had to lose weight, Chick, when you lost visual confirmation.
If I can't find my... I gotta do some health. Huh? I gotta do something.
Sort of like finding a needle in a haystack, huh?
Who cleans up after this guy?
Mm-hmm.
Who takes him to the bathroom and
stuff? A bunch of enablers.
No one takes him to the bathroom.
Remember the woman, the story we had? She grew into
the Davenport.
Into her couch.
Yeah, I remember that.
What?
Yeah.
That's true.
She grew into the couch.
Yes, her
flesh.
She didn't move so long.
It's like getting bed sores, you know?
I know, but can you imagine looking for a quarter and finding that?
Oh.
Hey, there's a 1,500-pound guy on our sofa.
Good morning, Bob and Tom Show.
Man, I bet that guy doesn't ask if anyone loves him if he lost a hand. What do you think? Hi, gang. Larry King.
Hi, Larry.
How are we all doing?
We're great.
I bet this guy smells awful.
Oh, you think?
Imagine. There's
no way you're going to get all those nooks and crannies clean.
No, but he hasn't bathed in years. And
he probably does sponge baths.
Saturday's fat ass DeMille.
Friday.
He weighs as much as a Kia Sportage, Larry.
Oh, my old Pacer.
Hey,
boy, what a couple of big days we got coming up here, huh?
Yes,
especially on Saturday. Sigmund Freud would have turned 150 on Saturday.
Yes, I saw that.
The father of psychoanalysts theorized that every human thought is motivated by sex. This has become the basis of what we now call Fox Television. You knew that, huh?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Like I said, man, I can't wait to Cinco de Mayo tomorrow.
Yes.
Scantily clad Mexican women bearing their breasts in a party-like atmosphere. Or, as they say on Telemundo, we now return to our regularly scheduled program. Nosotros ahora vamos a nuestro programa regular. Thank you.
Thank you.
Did you hear this? A 33-year-old man in Malaysia married a 104-year-old woman.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
It was a romantic honeymoon, you know. On their wedding night, she wore a thong Depends. It's really lovely.
What a good look.
Really can't hold a full load, though.
She had the something old covered there, didn't she?
Yeah, sure did.
Man,
something blue was probably in the thong.
Wow.
I think that's something dusty. I don't know if that's part of the...
Yikes.
Can I use that as a catcher's glove, Grandma?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, it's golf season, Bob. We all know that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the PGA Tour continues this week in Charlotte, North Carolina. Three top names will be in the hole quickly. Tiger Woods on 7, Phil Mickelson on 11, John Daly on the roulette wheel. In the In Trouble department, speaking of In Trouble, Pete Rose Jr. faces prison and house arrest for steroids distribution. By the way, he had only one request of the warden. He asked to wear his dad's old number. Wait a minute.
Let that sound.
Hang on, just a second. Steve. Yeah. That is hilarious.
That's Larry.
I meant Steve. That is the funniest damn thing I've ever heard.
Who are you talking to?
Sorry, Larry.
Oh man. Can I have dad's
over? I can't wait for this, man. The National Spelling Bee will be aired on ABC in prime time on June 1st.
Yep.
Oh, it's the first of its kind occurrence. A gathering of people in Washington with actual brains.
Larry's hot today.
True, he is.
Bob, I'm sure you'll agree with me, maybe, but I think, am I the only one who thinks the National Spelling Bee could attract more viewers if there was a defense playing against them?
I couldn't agree with you more, Larry.
Yeah, just run up, knock their podium over and stuff.
Yeah.
Well, finally, gang, hey, you know what? I think it's time for today's riddle with America's Riddle King, Larry the Riddle King King.
Yes.
Oh,
ready. Okay.
Here we go. Did you hear the Pope has bird flu?
No.
Yeah, he caught it from the Cardinals.
Pope has bird flu.
Retreat, boys!
Retreat!
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
Mr. Sandman.
All I ever wanted to be was a pro wrestler. So I got to live my life and make people really happy.
The Heartbreak Kid himself, Shawn Michaels.
Do you think there's anybody better than you were?
I think I was great at what I did. And I think other people were great at what they did as well. Greatness is more a mindset, I think, than anything else.
Mindset, motivation, insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.